ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A giant crane is now in Baltimore's harbor preparing to help remove the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Engineers are trying to decide where to cut the structure so that the cranes can lift pieces of it safely out. The Navy, Coast Guard, and Army Corps of Engineers are all working together on the project. Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama all on stage last night in New York for a record-breaking $26 million fundraiser for President Biden's campaign.
According to reporters in the room, all three presidents made the case that Trump presents a dangerous threat to American democracy. But they also tried to energize voters around Biden's record, highlighting his bipartisan legislation to lower prescription drug costs and investments in American manufacturing and steps to combat climate change.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. Actor Louis Gossett Jr. has died. He won an Emmy for his role in the miniseries Roots in the 70s and an Oscar for his role in An Officer and a Gentleman. He was 87 years old. This is ABC News. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating after the wings of two planes clipped each other on a taxiway late Thursday morning in Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Here's ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
According to Delta, the incident occurred during pushback from the gate of one of the aircraft at around 10:45 a.m., involving some 271 people on both planes. Troy Jackson was traveling to see his family in Arizona.
We were taxiing and all of a sudden just Big, jarring bump.
There were no injuries from the collision. Following the incident, both planes returned to their gates so passengers could deplane.
The president of U.S.-funded Radio Free Asia says its Hong Kong bureau is closed because of safety concerns under a new national security law. In a statement today, Beifang said that the Radio Free Asia will keep its but not have a full-time staff in Hong Kong. Fang said Hong Kong authorities have referred to RFA as a foreign force. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Highs in the mid-50s this afternoon with southeast winds of 5 to 12 and partly sunny. Tonight, light rain likely by late evening, lows of 36, southeast winds of around 10. Saturday, highs of 53, cloudy early, then some breaks of sun. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs of 33, and highs of 50 on Sunday, Easter Sunday, cloudy otherwise, a 50% chance for scattered light rain. Right now, light north winds, and it's 40 degrees.
Woke up, sunburned skin, and my beer's on ice, and my cig won't light, and I haven't even made it to the bank yet. My gas light's on, and my head's been pounding for too damn long, and I gotta get my buddies for another round. Sink that boat upside down. tomorrow's gonna be our last round. One of those late days out on the water, beer's going down, days are getting longer. If we keep living this way, we'll be hell bound. One of those late days, I'm feeling kind of tipsy, need a good kind girl to kiss me. If I keep feeling this way, I'm gonna make it a year. We'll sink that boat upside down. We'll sink that boat upside down.
WRCO Studio proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
She takes care of two kids. She'll mind her own business when the boy's gone through. Let you get away with the things you do when you're drunk.
Jump on these mountains and take to the sky. to get what you need. Feeling you near me with so many miles in between.
Come those heartaches. end. Doctor, give me just one more shot. There's no telling how long I've got. 'Cause here come those heartaches again.
Oh, those heartaches again. Well, hopefully we won't be talking about a heartache after today's Brewer game as the Brewers begin their season taking on the Mets. It is a road game for the Brew Crew, but that will get underway at 12:05 first pitch, or excuse me, a 12:05 pregame time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7.
This March, Wendy's has some amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for $1 and a fresh $2 Dave's double with in-app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for $1. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for $1. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Don't let urologic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, Downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Harchie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchie Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Wilkinson Auctions is holding its spring equipment consignment auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard Thursday, April 4th. This auction features semi-tractors and trailers, some very nice planting and tillage equipment, nice hay equipment, a half dozen skid loaders, attachments, hand tools, and much more. Wilkinson Auctions spring equipment consignment auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard Thursday, April 4th. Live and online bidding available. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Hi there, I'm Candace Fagerland, and I wholeheartedly endorse Karen Tepley for mayor in the upcoming election. When I joined the City Planning Commission as a newcomer, Karen was the first to welcome me, and she took it upon herself to show me the ropes and was sincerely eager to collaborate. Her humble leadership and genuine enthusiasm for service have truly inspired me. So much, in fact, I now proudly serve on both the Tourism Commission and Library Board as well. If you're looking for a mayor who can inspire and unite others towards a shared vision, then vote Karen Tepley on April 2nd.
WRCO 100.9.
cars down, money in the bank, I could be homeward bound, but I don't think so. Friday night ain't for the rocking chair. There's bound to be a party out there somewhere. I'm letting go. Ain't nothing wrong with that, 'cause you ain't never too old to raise up your glass. It's coming back, yeah, I remember how to be a part of the drinking crowd. Places packed, I fight my way to the bar, where everybody's ready to take it too far. Drinks up in the air, singing out loud. Oh, hell yeah, I think I found a drinking crowd. Stumbling, but who can tell? Above all this rough and raising rowdy noise, I'm just a redneck screaming at the top of my voice. Places packed, I fight my way to the bar, where everybody's ready to take it too far. Drinks up in the air, singing out loud. A holler and a swaller. So here's a toast. Loosen your collar. Now on my count, throw it down and be a part of this drinking crowd.
One, two, three, so.
Places packed, I fight my way to the bar, where everybody's ready to take it too far. Singing out loud. Oh, hell yeah, I think I found. Hell yeah, I think I found a drinking crowd.
I think I found a drinking crowd.
A drinking crowd.
I think I found a drinking crowd.
Whoa, a drinking crowd.
I think I found a drinking crowd.
A drinking crowd.
I think I found a
radio transmission, but have we really gone too far? Seems a simple life is what we're missing. With every head bowed low, we stay stuck here on these phones. So thank you there, fancy technology. Man, I wish we'd go back again. God bless the radio. Grandpa used to drive my dad to an overlook to hear the Opry. The great speckled bird is what he heard. Mr. A. Cuff will always be the king of country. As we gather here today, what else can I say? It's almost like a funeral. Tell me, friends, it ain't so. Is it too late for CPR?
God bless the radio. That's the Flat River Band. And thank you for listening to the radio, where the 1130 News Today, sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A giant crane is now in Baltimore's harbor preparing to help remove the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Engineers are trying to decide where to cut the structure so that the cranes can lift pieces of it safely out. The Navy, Coast Guard, and Army Corps of Engineers are all working together on the project. Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama all on stage last night in New York for a record-breaking $26 million fundraiser for President Biden's campaign.
According to reporters in the room, all three presidents made the case that Trump presents a dangerous threat to American democracy. But they also tried to energize voters around Biden's record, highlighting his bipartisan legislation to lower prescription drug costs and investments in American manufacturing and steps to combat climate change.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. Actor Louis Gossett Jr. has died. He won an Emmy for his role in the miniseries Roots in the 70s and an Oscar for his role in An Officer and a Gentleman. He was 87 years old. This is ABC News.
Do you remember the most important foundation of any relationship? It's trust, T-R-U-S-T, trust. This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Without trust, there can be no peace of mind. A mind that's filled with stress and anxiety keeps the body from healing. At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, both residents and caregivers enjoy the trust of each other. Tender, loving care, putting residents first, treating residents the way we want our own parents treated. All these make for a trusting, relaxed, and homey atmosphere. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living provides personal care and supervision, nutritious meals, medication management, activities, laundry, and housekeeping to frail older adults who do not belong in a nursing home. Come visit us and see for yourself how trust between residents and caregivers benefit the elderly. Harvest Guest Home, 647-8205. There's always family here.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks, in for Phil Nee. The nice weather yesterday provided the perfect backdrop for high school sporting events. In high school baseball, it was Riverdale taking a 15-5 win over Cashton. Logan Cagle picking up the win with 7 strikeouts. Riverdale's Chase Chitwood notched the save. Chase Chitwood also delivered with the bat, going 2-for-2 and driving in 2 runs. The leading hitter was Logan Cagle, finishing the game going 2-for-2 with 4 runs batted in. And in high school softball yesterday, River Ridge defeated DeSoto 17-6. For today's schedule, it is Columbus at River Valley in high school softball action. Also getting underway today, it was delayed a day, but the Brewers begin the 2024 season taking on the New York Mets. It will have a 12:40 first pitch time and a 12:05 pregame time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. A second-half comeback effort came up short for the Milwaukee Bucks in a 107-100 loss in New Orleans last night. The Bucks dropped a second straight game despite 35 points and 14 rebounds by Giannis. The Pelicans were up by 16 at halftime, 61-46, and built the margin as big as 18. The Bucks play next at Atlanta on Saturday. When the Brewers return for their home opener this next week, there's been no official announcement, but legendary voice of Brewer Bob Uecker could be dialing it back this coming season. He will be on the air Tuesday when Milwaukee opens the season at home against the Minnesota Twins. As for after that, Uecker's plans aren't known. Team officials say the 90-year-old voice of the Brewers will be taking it game to game after that. And the postseason success for the Wisconsin women's basketball team continues after an 86-61 win over Illinois State. Just over 3,133 fans were in the Kohl Center stands as the Badgers got the win. Wisconsin stays alive and will meet the winner of tonight's game between Purdue, Fort Wayne, and St. Louis. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Save money now on Rust-Oleum paint from All-American Do-It Center. Get up to $12 back in rebates when you purchase any Painter's Touch, 2X Ultra Cover sprays or quarts. See store for details. Easily send in your rebate in three easy steps online. Get $2 back for sprays or $4 back on quarts. Get money back with rebate when you buy Painter's Touch, 2X Ultra Rust-Oleum sprays or quarts. Start your painting project now with Rust-Oleum paint from All-American Do-It Center, Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
The forecast heading into the afternoon, looking for highs to be in the mid-50s and southeast winds of 5 to 12. Otherwise, partly sunny. Tonight, light rain likely by late evening, lows of 36, southeast winds of around 10. Saturday, highs of 53, cloudy early, but then some breaks of sun later. And Sunday, on Easter, cloudy, a 50% chance for scattered light rain by midday, highs of 50. It is a partly cloudy 42 degrees and no precipitation. The barometer is down to 30.2 and east winds are at 2 to 4. Again, it's 42 degrees.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, we are heading into a busy holiday weekend. A lot going on over the next few days. One thing, though, to make note of, the Brewer Public Library remains closed today and will be closed Saturday for Easter. The Lone Rock American Legion Auxiliary 383 is hosting an Easter bake sale that is going on until 1 o'clock today at the Lone Rock Community Hall. A Red Cross blood drive taking place today from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Building. You can check on availability by visiting redcrossblood.org, downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. A Good Friday ecumenical service will be held at 1 today at First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock. Pastor Cecil Richardson and Pastor Kevin Baker will lead the service. Everyone's invited to attend the community service. A Good Friday service also being held at 1 today at St. John Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Several pastors from the Richland County Ministerial Association will be leading worship. If you don't have a chance to attend that service, you can listen later on this evening after the 7 o'clock news right here on WRCO-FM 100.9 for a rebroadcast. Friends of Blue River Jigsaw Puzzle Competition taking place today at 7. That'll be at the Blue River Community Building. Teams, up to 4 members, compete putting together the same 500-piece puzzle. Entry fee, $12 per team. For more information, call 537-2683. The Sauk County Highway Department has announced that County Highway N between County Highway G and State Highway 23 remains closed through April 19th to replace the bridge over Sugar Grove Creek. The Mission Church and Crime Stoppers are teaming up to bring you the ultimate community Easter egg hunt starting at 10:30 Saturday morning. Children up to age 12 will search for eggs in various stages, and all will walk away with a bag of candy. The Easter Bunny will be making an appearance for pictures as well. Easter Sunday, Muscadet Presbyterian Church will hold an ecumenical Easter sunrise service at 6:30 at the Muscadet Boat Landing. All are invited to attend. There will also be snacks, coffee, and hot chocolate offered. Enjoy an Easter brunch at Heaven Bound Church in Lone Rock Sunday. Easter services will start at 7 in the morning, followed by an Easter brunch from 8 to 1. Cost is $10 per person. Carryouts will be available. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce invites the community to participate in an Easter peep hunt that continues today through Sunday. Walk through downtown Richland Center and find the many peep displays at participating local business windows. Forms are available to submit the peeps you found and be entered for a special drawing. Also, you can still register. Race for Grace being held on Saturday, May 18th. The 5K and 10K will feature a quarter mile... a kids run, and a 1 mile run walk. If registered by April 1st, you can save on the registration fee. Cost for kids run is $15. The 1 mile run is $20. The 5K is $30 and the 10K, $40. The cost increases by $5 for each race beginning April 1st. There will also be a firefighters challenge. Firefighter teams participating will have three or more firefighters from the same department. Each team, regardless of size, pays a $100 registration fee. However, firefighter teams must wear turnout gear. Coat and pants are required, helmet and air tank optional. Team members must finish together. Medals will be given to each firefighter that is identified before April 25th and participates in the 1 mile race. Registration includes a swag bag and t-shirt for everyone. Register online at walkwithgrace.com. So that's a look at what's coming up as we head into the busy weekend here in Southwest Wisconsin. We're at 42 degrees as we now hear from Alan Jackson with his cover of Ring of Fire.
Burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell in a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Hearts like ours bleed. I feel for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. Yeah, I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Thank you.
the past and we don't want the night to end. Talking about the way back when we were just living life. You and me taking over this town. Fence jumping, bar hopping till we closing down. Done with the work week, now gotta stop wasting time. So come on, baby, I'm ready. Lord knows I was a wild child, and together we were fire when we were kicking up dust on a dirt bike ride. Whole lot of fun, little trouble on the side. Midnight on a 50-yard line with the stars in the sky. Boy, did we make some magic. Get a little drunk on a Friday night. Say we're just getting started. Get a little drunk on a Friday night. Get a little close and a little more light. Boy, we'll make a toast and make it all right.
Good morning, and joining me on this Friday morning is Tony Johnson with the Center Cinema and Starlight 14. Feels good to say both those names, Tony, because that means there's shows at both this weekend, right?
Absolutely. We got Starlight open on Saturday, and of course, two great movies at the Center Cinema at the indoor. We're going to be closed Easter at the indoor, but we have Friday and Saturday showings.
First, let's start with the indoor movies. What do you got planned for us?
Yeah, we have Arthur the King, which is a Mark Wahlberg movie, and it's about it's actually a true story, a memoir that someone written about a dog that traveled with them through, you know, kind of through the jungle. I think it's called Arthur Through the Jungle, or Arthur King, so the King's gotten rave reviews, and so we're excited to have it. It's Mark Wahlberg. It's a feel-good movie. And then we have Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters, some of the original cast members, and that's been a big hit at the box offices and our box office, so we're excited to feature that again. And then at the Starlight, we have on the 30th, so Saturday, 6 o'clock, gates open up 7 o'clock, 7-ish, showtime of Godzilla Kong. Supposed to be huge at the box office. We're excited to see everybody. I think the forecast is going to hold up.
I guess if I had to choose one of them, because that's going to be tough to pick, but Ghostbusters sounds awesome. Just because, you know, well, personally, I ain't afraid of no ghost. But also, just because, you know, bringing back original cast members, I mean, it's a timeless movie to begin with. And so you bring some of them back, it's bound to be a good show.
Yeah, and my family just watched it, and they gave it 2 thumbs up, and fun and exciting, and kind of brings back a little bit of the scary in Ghostbusters, but yet a lot of the fun, and it's always nice to see the original cast that kind of had a little nostalgia.
Oh, yeah, I can only imagine. And then 2 other amazing movies. Now, I haven't heard too much about the Mark Wahlberg film, but I do know that when you have Kong and Godzilla.
Yes, and a couple years ago we had the prequel to this, and we had a great great weekend at the Starlights, and a lot of people came out, and I think it'll be a similar weekend, and we're just really encouraging everybody to come out early and enjoy the concessions and enjoy the nice green space that is the Starlight 14.
Well, I don't want to delay it any further because it's time for the trivia question. And, you know, before we got on here, you had mentioned it to me, and it definitely stumped me. So, but then again, you know, my knowledge isn't as vast as a lot of our listeners. So what do you got for us this week?
Well, kind of on the theme of great dog movies, our trivia question is based on that. There was a famous movie about a dog. One of the main cast members played both Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone for Disney. What is that movie?
Okay, so a dog movie, and a cast member in that movie played both Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett. So yeah. What movie was that? All right, well, hopefully our listeners know the answer. The number to call, 647-4155, and you can win at Center Cinema. Thanks, Tony. Hope you have a great weekend with your shows.
Thanks, Paul, and wish everybody a great Easter.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing.
Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Earlier this year, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society was named this year's Richland Rejuvenates Making a Difference Organization of the Year. OMHS is deeply honored by this award, recognizing it as an important community service organization. Founded 25 years ago, OMHS has always had the dual mission of caring for and finding loving forever homes for our area's homeless pets and educating our community about responsible pet care. This year especially, OMHS thanks all of the many people who through the years have helped OMHS work toward meeting those goals by giving so generously of their time, talents, hard work, and donations. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
The Family Thrift Shop is having an Easter treasure sale this week, Wednesday through Saturday. Crack open an egg and receive a 25, 50, or 75% discount on your entire clothing purchase. All white, gray, or blue tags are excluded from the sale. They'll be closing at noon on Friday and will reopen at 10 on Saturday. Shop at the Family Thrift Shop, where your donations and the profits from your purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. Thank you from the entire staff at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street, downtown Richland Center.
Bring the joy of spring into your home with a visit to Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. All Easter gifts and decor now 30% off. Brighten your Easter table with a beautiful fresh centerpiece. Easter lilies and potted bulbs from Robin's Nest also available. Stop in today or call 383-1616. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
March into savings with this month's specials at All American Do It Center. Now through March 31st, while supplies last. Save $14 on a 10.8-volt Black & Decker cordless dustbuster vacuum, now $45.99. Or get a stem 10-ounce spray can of insect killer for ants, roaches, and spiders, only $5.99. Save with the March specials of the month at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Well, that didn't take long. We have our winner for the Center Cinema trivia question of the day. Maybe I was just, not as fast as some of our listeners, but Tina Laswell of Lone Rock was the winner today. The question was, what was the name of the dog movie that featured one actor that played both Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett? By the way, the actor's name is Fess Parker. And the movie, Old Yeller. That's right. So, congratulations to Tina. She wins with Center Cinema.
Let's go out in a blaze of glory. All good things must end, like two heroes in a story. Let's go out like we came in a blaze of glory.
Here we are, broken hearted. We thought our love would never end. We fell hard when we got started. We're falling out like we fell in.
Let's go out in a blaze of glory.
Don't lie and hurt each other. That would be our worst mistake. Once again, let's act like lovers. One more time for old time's sake.
Let's go out in a blaze of glory.
Five, now you're crossing that center line for the third time. Second time like this week. Had a friend ask you for your keys. You said, no, I'm fine. You sure do act like you ain't got a thing to lose. Whatever car you pass might be the ones you take with you. You give your last breath to your wife. Take a bullet for your kids. Lay your life down for your country. For your Jesus, for your friends. There's a whole lot of things you say you're living for. Well, you gotta fight it somehow. The harm and a little fun, cause you're off to work before the sun every day. And the inbox, outbox box you in, and the money you make ain't worth the time you spend to make your pay. The doctor says, man, your numbers ain't all lie. The graveyard's full of folks that didn't have time to die. Give your last breath to your wife.
a bullet for your kids. Lay your life down for your country, for your Jesus, for your friends. There's a whole lot of things you say you're living for.
Tim McGraw, Nothing to Die For. The new news sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining, and since 1960.